Good morning, everyone. As we've just been hearing from Major General Rashid Qureshi, former spokesman for the Pakistani military and for former President Pervez Musharraf, winter is no wonderland in Afghanistan and Pakistan, where the war is going on. NATO forces are engaged in operations against the Taliban. And, of course, Pakistani forces are engaged in a major offensive against the Taliban in Waziristan province. Joining us now is Captain Jared Wilson, currently operations officer for cadet summer training at the United States Military Academy at West Point. He's served in 2006 and 2007 in Afghanistan in a rifle company with the 3rd Brigade, 10th Mountain Division. Captain Wilson, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to play something for you. This is Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam, who's the Deputy Director of Operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, at a briefing yesterday talking about how winter is affecting everyone's tactics, strategy, and even altering the political situation in Afghanistan. Listen.
If it was a perfect world, we'd like to wrap this up before the bad weather moved in. We don't think that that's realistic. We are an all-weather capable force. We have weapons that will work in some kinds of good weather and some that will work in all kinds of weather. So the planners will adapt to whatever the conditions are at the time.
Captain Jared Wilson, what are the conditions in winter in Afghanistan, and how do you adapt? And be as specific as you possibly can, please, Captain.
Right. Now, the conditions in Afghanistan during the winter time, at least in the regions that I served in, which is the Paktika region in the eastern side of the country, you get cold, rain, some moderate. I wouldn't consider it to be heavy snow in some areas, although up in the higher elevations it does get quite heavy. Road conditions will deteriorate based on the saturation of the ground and the lack of hard paved roads in the area. But it's nothing that we don't have the capability to train in here in the United States. And places like upstate New York, where the 10th Mountain is located, in Fort Carson, Colorado, where you have the 4th Infantry Division, Fort Lewis, Washington, where you have our striker brigades, we get similar weather to those conditions, and soldiers are training with their equipment in that on a regular basis.
Although there are reports that soldiers have had difficulty in Afghanistan during the difficult winter months because of equipment failures or lack of anticipation of exactly what the conditions are going to be, what are the lessons that have been learned over the last 8 years in Afghanistan?
Well, when you're conducting day-to-day operations at squad, platoon, and company level, and you're doing your day-to-day operations with equipment and the weather conditions as we're talking about right now, you've got to take into consideration cloud cover, which is going to limit your support and aviation assets. And when you're on the ground, you've got to be aware of the fact that ground conditions and road conditions are going to limit some of your maneuver capability, but that's a given.
But does everything slow down in the winter, or is it really an opportunity to surprise, like sometimes a night vision capability does for Western troops in a place like Iraq or Afghanistan?
Right. Well, I mean, night vision capability is going to be the same regardless of what time of year it is, summer or winter. Really, when you're talking about the winter months, again, you're talking about the capabilities of our vehicles and our aviation assets based on road conditions and cloud coverage in the area, as well as increases in decreases in the temperature affecting aircraft and soldier sustainability out in that environment.
Right. But, I mean, to get away from the sort of military speak here just for a moment, I mean, does that give you an advantage? Does the winter give you an advantage over Taliban forces, or does it slow you down?
Well, the winter is going to slow anybody down, but that's not saying that it's slowing just the U.S. forces down. Now, winter affects the enemy just as well as it affects friendly forces in theater.
But the enemy presumably has more experience if they come from that area. Does it make the U.S. troops, the NATO troops, more vulnerable when they're in a winter that perhaps they're not used to dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, to bring it back to sport, I'm not going to argue against that. To bring it back to a sports connotation, maybe they've got a home field advantage, and that's going to be a given. So, yes, they're more familiar with the area and the environment.
So it's your home field, Major General Rashid Qureshi. You're a spokesman for the Pakistani military. We spoke with you earlier. You were saying that you can take territory. You are experienced in working in winter conditions. But doesn't the Taliban have something of an advantage in that they don't have to hold territory the way the Pakistani army does?
That's true. But we are talking about part-time operations that we are carrying out against the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda in our area. So So therefore, while it's difficult for the United States to adjust to what you're calling the home field for the Taliban, this is home field for us also. The only issue here is that in the tribal areas, these forces hadn't been operating before, and no police or, shall we say, the army had ever been into this area. Although similar areas in the northern areas of Pakistan, like Kashmir, are areas that we are practiced on. So I don't think it's going to make as much of a difference to us, the Pakistani forces, as it's going to make to the U.S. forces. The second problem with the U.S. forces is that they're very, very heavily dependent on logistic support. And logistic support to the extent that while the Taliban or people, local people, can exist on a pocket full of nuts and solidified sugar, I think what the U.S. would need is distilled water, would need oil and things for their weapons that they won't be using from local resources.
All right, General Qureshi, that's a great question to put directly to Captain Jared Wilson. Major General Qureshi is saying that the Taliban do not need the logistical support that American forces need. So I wonder if that makes the winter, by definition, a more serious factor.
I'm going to disagree with that. It does not. I never had problems in two winters of conducting operations at company and platoon level. I never had problems getting the resources that I required to conduct operations, and we never had a lull in our operations. What the winter months did was it limited our ability to patrol certain regions based on soil conditions and vehicles, and we had to be able to get out and dismount into those areas, and sometimes the snow would limit that process, but that's an impact on the enemy in the area as well. The Taliban forces operating in the area, most of them are in dismount situations, or they're in light vehicles that can't get through the snow any better than a heavy up-armored vehicle can or can't. Additionally, they have limited access. A lot of their activity occurs in the mountainous regions. The passes snow over, and they get hunkered down for the winter, staying in local villages and reducing their activity.
All right, so there's some level of hunkering down for the winter. You know, we've been told that the Pentagon wants to transfer equipment from Iraq to Afghanistan. Going from a desert, hot weather zone to Afghanistan, does that make any sense? It seems to me that's not terribly practical, Captain Wilson.
Okay, one, having never served in Iraq, I can't really comment on how well the equipment performed over there. Two, in Afghanistan, you've got two extremes of weather. In the summertime, it gets upwards of 130 degrees in certain regions, and in the wintertime, it's actually a more mild climate. I would compare it to the Nevada area or the Colorado area, which I've spent quite a bit of time living in, and then the 16 months I had in Afghanistan, I compared the two as being very relatively similar. Granted, as the Major General pointed out earlier, the elevations of the mountains up there do get to be to an extreme that we can't replicate here in the United States. But going through those environments, I had both operations in the Helmand province in the summertime where the temperatures were sometimes up to 120 or higher, and then in the wintertime with the snow and the rain, again, there was a degradation in trafficability of certain routes, but
right.
The equipment always performed to the way that we needed it.
All right.
I had no problems getting resources to maintain them.
Captain Jared Wilson, currently Operations Officer for Cadet Summer Training at the United States Military Academy at West Point, talking about the onset of winter in Afghanistan and how there are advantages and disadvantages. Major General Rashid Qureshi, we're going to leave it with you here in the last bit of the segment. What is going on in that offensive in Waziristan, as far as you can tell right now? We're into the fourth day, by my count, of Pakistani forces attempting to respond to bloody bombings by the Taliban in Pakistan.
In the battlefield, in the tribal areas of Waziristan, Pakistani army continues to make great progress. They've overrun certain strongholds that some of these militants had, but the only response or effective response that they're able to mount at the moment are perhaps from people that they're already tasked to bomb various cities and government offices or headquarters in the cities of Pakistan. Now, they have succeeded in one or two occasions, but the sort of damage that they wanted to do was prevented by quick reaction by the forces, security forces there.
All right, Major General Rashid Qureshi, we're gonna leave it there. Major General Rashid Qureshi is a former spokesman for the Pakistani military, talking about the offensive going on in Waziristan. He's also a spokesman for former President Pervez Musharraf. The onset of winter in Pakistan and Afghanistan, complicating efforts on the battlefields and certainly changing the tactics on the ground. Thanks to both Major General Qureshi and Jared Wilson.